This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. Here is the news. China will promote a system that honors outstanding contributors with medals, honorary titles, and citations.A guideline on establishing and improving the honor system of the Communist Party of China and the state was adopted recently by the Party Central Committee's Political Bureau. A statement released after a meeting said a person who contributes meritorious service to the party, the country, and the people,and sets a sublime spiritual example, deserves high honor and the respect of the entire party and society. According to the statement, the guideline covers the types of honors, selection, and awarding procedures, as well as ensuring favorable treatment. The document said the honor system...must be implemented with strict standards so as to make the honors able to stand the test of practice, people, and history. Earlier this year, the top legislature reviewed a draft law on a national system of honors. Yet to be approved, the draft enables the president to give medals to foreigners,who have contributed to socialist construction with Chinese characteristics, promoted China's exchange and cooperation with the rest of the world, and helped maintain world peace. This is News Plus Special English.Heavy and chemical industries were the main offenders implicated in the recent smog across North China. That's according to a recent report published by the Ministry of Environmental Protection. Based on the ministry's supervision of six provinces and cities in North China, the report said,Heavy and chemical industries are scattered all over the place, and this irregular structure was the major obstacle for environmental protection. The report noted that coal consumption accounts for almost 90% of energy consumption across cities in the north, excluding Beijing and Tianjin. Moreover,instead of green energy, coal is still widely used to power heating in the north. This contributes to the particularly serious air pollution in winter. The report identified that local administrations could improve the way in which they manage and control pollution in suburban areas, as well as how they prevent enterprises...from flouting environmental protection regulations. North China has been choking on heavy smog over the past few weeks, with Beijing issuing the most serious level air pollution red alert.